Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Members of the Kenai Peninsula Hockey Association spoke to the Soldotna City Council on Wednesday night to ask for more ice in the summer to use for hockey. Tammy Miller, a KPHA Booster Club representative, opened the conversation by stating that the association would like to use the ice rink throughout the summer. She, alongside another board member, spoke to Soldotna Parks and Recreation Director Joel Todd last fall, but they were recently informed that he does not plan on putting on ice. The ice is set to be removed on April 8th and will not be put back until August 6th. The KPHA did make it clear that they are willing to pay for the ice and would even be okay if it would only be open in July, so long as it was open for the full month before tryouts in August.
The issue is that our kids are required to try out for their competitive hockey teams the first week of August. And if they don't have ice throughout the summer, they're not prepared for those tryouts.
Ted Barton, the president of KPHA, echoed what Miller said about the importance of having ice availability.
We will be willing to work with you however it can be done to make this happen, but it is a pretty big deal for the local hockey community.
City Councilmember Linda Hutchings did mention that currently there are some issues with the ice and the Freon they typically use. The issue? The specific Freon they use is not made anymore. On March 21st, an engineering firm will be coming to take a look at the refrigeration system and give a cost analysis.
But we are actually having trouble with the system right now. And so running it the additional time right now has really big concerns for us because, quite frankly, it could fail and we don't want that. So we're having the engineer coming in to give us a report and to tell us next steps. And that would be, you know, some of it is the next steps for the ice to preserve it for the regular season. But we've heard you. We're working towards it to make it happen.
The KPHA hopes to attend the next Soldotna Parks and Recreation meeting on March 7th to try and gain more support for their cause. According to an Alaska State Trooper report, a DOT plow blade has been stolen in Anchor Point. For more on this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The snowplow blade from an Alaska Department of Transportation plow truck was stolen on Tuesday night in Anchor Point. Alaska State Troopers were initially notified of the theft at mid-afternoon on Wednesday, February 28th, in which a snow wing blade from a DOT plow truck had been stolen from the side of the road. According to the report, a DOT truck was plowing the roadway and experienced mechanical difficulties near mile marker 154 of the Sterling Highway, just south of the Timberline Creations gift shop. The report states the road grader had to drop the blade off onto the shoulder of the roadway on the evening of February 27th. When DOT workers returned to recover the equipment at approximately 4 o'clock the following morning, the equipment was no longer there. Anyone with information about the crime can call the Alaska State Troopers in Anchor Point at 907-262-4453. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This week, the National Park Service announced that 400 national parks reported a total of 325.5 million visits in 2023, an increase of 13 million or 4% over 2022. Alaska's NPS Parks visitation numbers topped its record pre-pandemic levels. Glacier Bay and Klondike Gold Rush National Parks were two of 20 National Park Service units to break the annual visitation in 2023. Glacier Bay welcomed approximately 700,000 visitors, a 5% increase over its previous record in 2019, while Klondike Gold Rush saw visitation climb to over a million, which crushed its previous record of 1.1 million visitors in 2019.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.